This will all be over soon.
Oh, God. No.
And now, you die.
No! Girls gotta eat.
Look at the blood!
You can't be real! No!
There's nowhere to run!
Well, hello there. Once again, my favorite holiday is upon us, Halloween. And with this very special day, we here at No Sleep Tonight have a brand new Halloween episode just for you. And with that, I would like, if I may, to tell you a story. Today's episode tells the tale of four friends who celebrate a long overdue girls' getaway on Halloween night of all days by staying the night at an out-of-the-way cabin. But their reunion is soon interrupted by someone or something from their past. So, put the candy by the door and sit back for a very twisted episode we like to call Happy Halloween.
A little bit of dusting and this place will look great.
I can't believe it's been 5 years since we've been here.
Yeah, way too long for a girl's getaway. I needed this.
You ain't kidding.
Well, we brought enough wine to help us catch up.
Amen.
Well, let's clean this place up, unpack, and crack that wine open.
Sounds like a great plan. And here comes the wine.
Yes, and before that, you know what comes next.
Do we really have to do this every time?
Yes, even though we are all grown women and have so much to talk about, we still have a tendency to get sucked into social media. So we started collecting the phones, so we are forced to spend quality time with each other.
Well, if I'm going to be forced to spend time listening to Ellie describe her sex life, then you may as well leave me my phone.
Rules are rules. All the phones into the bowl until tomorrow. Come on, ladies. Well done. I'm very mature of all of you. Now let me stash this in the kitchen, and then we can get this party started.
Yes!
And the next day, I woke up to the smell of bacon, eggs, and coffee. And when I rolled over, he had the tray all laid out for me with fresh cut roses and all.
My God, woman, how many men have you been with?
You can never have too many.
Yeah, that must be the pizza. Sarah, can you get it while I go get the plates? Here's the money.
Okay, no problem. Hey there. Just in time, we are starving.
Yes, ma'am. That'll be $25.
Okay, here you go, and you can keep the chain.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
This is kind of cute.
No, that's my shirt. Really?
Huh.
What?
All right, ladies, the food is served.
Oh, this is going to hit the spot.
Yeah, right along your waistline.
Well, I have no doubt you'll work out whatever you put on right away.
You know, that's true.
Oops. Did you forget to tip the delivery guy?
No, I know I gave him a good tip. I'll be right back.
Anybody bring any good scary movies?
I mean, it's Halloween after all.
Yeah, I could go for some hot chocolate and a good scary movie.
Hey, there are two trick-or-treaters at the door.
What? How'd they even know anyone was here?
I don't know, and I didn't put the porch light on, so I don't understand.
Aren't we a little far away from the nearest neighbor to be getting trick-or-treaters?
You'd think, but when a kid wants your candy, you do what you gotta do.
Well, let me see what I have in the kitchen.
How many of them are there?
Just two, but they never even said trick-or-treat. They just held out their bags.
Entitled little things, aren't they? Oh well, it's the world we're living in now.
I found some little snack bags we had stashed away. Enough for them and a few more.
We'll be right back, ladies. Don't finish that wine.
No guarantees.
Sorry about that, but we rustled up some goodies for you.
Hey there, I hope you like...
Gwen, what happened?
I don't know. Gwen was bringing the bowl to the door and she screamed and dropped it.
Look at her face. She's terrified.
Gwen, what happened?
It was them. It was them.
Who? The trick-or-treaters?
They're gone. They were both standing right there in the doorway and now they're gone.
Hey! Where are you? There's nobody out there.
It can't be. It can't be.
Bring her to the living room. Here, sit her on the couch.
Oh my God, Gwen, what did you see?
It was them. Margie, it was them.
What are you talking about?
Here, have some wine.
Gwen, what do you mean, them?
It was the kids from last year. The kids I killed.
What? What are you saying? Kids you killed?
You killed somebody? What is happening here?
Gwen, that's impossible.
Wait, you really killed someone and Margie, you know about it?
I think we should all sit down.
Please tell me this is some kind of a joke.
No. It's no joke. They're back.
I don't understand what's happening here.
What I'm about to tell you can never leave this room. Promise me.
I promise.
Yeah, I swear.
Okay, well, last Halloween, Gwen and I were invited to a costume party. It was at a house way out in the country, and we were both pretty drunk. At the end of the night, Gwen felt she was good enough to drive, and I let her. They came out of nowhere. We were on this long road with nothing but farmland and woods all around. We panicked. It wasn't our fault.
What did you do?
We couldn't go to jail. I'm in law school, and Gwen is a doctor, for God's sake. It was an accident.
What did you do?
We dragged the bodies into the woods and hid them.
Oh my God.
We were scared.
And now they're back.
That's impossible. They were dead. You saw them.
I'll never forget their costumes and every detail about them. It was them.
Oh my God. You know what that means? They're back from the dead to punish us for our sins.
We need to call the police. Where are the phones?
Why do we have to call the police?
Are you serious?
They cut the lights!
Gwen, where are the phones?
They're in a bowl. On the counter in the kitchen.
Let's all stay together. Follow me.
Over there. On the counter. By the door. The door is wide open.
That means they're inside.
The bowl. It's gone.
Oh, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. You are my savior.
Ellie, shut up. I'm going to close the door. Everyone, watch out for me.
Wait. There's a house about a half a mile up the road. I can make it.
Are you crazy?
I should have called the police that night. I need to do this.
We don't know what's going on or who they are.
Yes, we do. It's the corpse of the kids they killed coming back from the dead to collect their penance. And if we don't all repent, they'll kill us too.
Ellie, shut up. Gwen, please, don't do this.
I need to make up for my sins. I run every week. They'll never catch me.
Did you see them? They grabbed her. The one that had the butcher's knife and he killed her.
Sarah, close the door.
This can't be happening. I told you, they're back from the dead to make us pay.
If that's true, then maybe they'll leave now. Gwen hit them with the car.
But
She wasn't alone.
What are you saying?
Margie, you were with her in that car.
But I wasn't driving. They were already dead by the time I even saw them.
But you hid their bodies. That's your sin.
Jesus Christ, what are we gonna do?
We need to protect ourselves and confess our sins. Sarah, I slept with your husband last week.
What?
I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
You did what?
Lord Jesus, please hear me. It was a moment of weakness. I never meant to hurt Sarah.
Ellie, come away from the window.
Please forgive me in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Father, have mercy.
He pulled her right out of the window.
What are we gonna do?
Do you hear that?
It's my cell phone. It's coming from the closet. Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm calling about your extended
warranty. No!
911, what's your emergency?
Help! We need help now.
What's the nature of the emergency?
Something is attacking us and killing us off. Please, hurry.
People are dead? Are you sure they're dead?
Yes, I'm sure they're dead. And we will be too if you don't get here fast.
Okay. What's the address?
It's 1000 Mission Street.
Okay. Cars have been dispatched. Now, what's your name?
It's Sarah.
Okay, Sarah. Now stay on the line with me until they get there.
I'm not going anywhere.
Thank you, God.
Oh, my God!
Sarah, can you hear me?
They're in the house. They just killed Margie right in front of me.
Can you find some place to hide? The police are almost there.
I broke my ankle. I can't stand up.
Can you crawl? Get into a bedroom and lock the door.
I can try. I'm gonna... Oh my God.
Sarah, what's happening?
They're right here. They're walking right towards me.
Sarah, describe them to me.
They have Halloween costumes on, and one of them has a big knife. And oh God, he's raising it up.
Sarah, move.
Happy Halloween.
Oh my God.
Welcome back. Unfortunately, the same can't be said for our Halloween party guests. Their fate was decided a long time ago. And it just goes to show you, no bad deed goes unpunished. Today's voice talents were provided by Melissa Rodriguez as Sarah, Diana Matero as Margie, Lisa Yambo as Ellie, Wendy Feliciano as Gwen, Joseph Rodriguez as the pizza delivery guy, Vincent Rodriguez as the spam caller, Jennifer Rodriguez as the 911 operator, and Dazeel Strawbridge and Peyton Strawbridge as the trick-or-treaters. We hope you enjoyed our special Halloween episode, as it was a true family affair. Make sure to visit our official site at www.nosleeptonightradioshow.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel as well, as we'll have many more unsettling tales that will be sure to give you no sleep tonight.